This portion of the Morning Mass brought to you by and sponsored by Midwest Medical Center out of Galena. And today we're talking to Dr. Peter Colgrove, urologist at Midwest Medical Center. And Doc, good morning to you. How long have you been at Midwest Medical Center in Galena?
Thanks, Scott. Thanks for having me. I've been here for about a year now. I started last August and been enjoying it a great time.
Recently, we spoke with one of your colleagues, Dr. Greg Dahman, who's also at Midwest Medical Center in Galena. And, Doc, he mentioned the Midwest difference. Tell us about that.
Well, I think it's the people, patients and staff alike. It's rare to have a culture that actually practices what it preaches. And after spending 20 years in Chicago practicing, you know, corporate-driven, high-volume, high-pressure medicine, I can tell you that it's really about the people here, and the patients are our first priority. Everybody here on the staff is almost on a first-name basis, from Tracy, the CEO, to Mike, the janitor, and you know, it's really a unique, pleasant culture. I've been really happy to be here.
Now, I understand, Doc, that September is Prostate Cancer Awareness. I'm in your demo here now. Tell me a little bit more about prostate cancer and how you screen for it.
Yeah, you know, prostate cancer can be a little bit scary for men. It's about 1 in 8 men can be diagnosed with it during their lifetime. The challenge is that there are not really a lot of real specific symptoms to prostate cancer, so it's very difficult for men to kind of realize something may be changing and coming in and see us. So a lot of times it's about screening with a blood test and detecting things. If we're doing that, then we usually can find it years in advance and prepare for it if we need to.
We're talking with Dr. Peter Colgrove, urologist at Midwest Medical Center out of Galena. And, Doc, what age should men start screening for prostate cancer, and then how do you do this at Midwest Medical?
Sure. For the American Urological Association will usually say around the age of 50 is the best time to start annually checking a blood test, often with your primary doctor. That blood test is very simple and will alert us if we need to do further testing. In this day and age, sometimes that may mean further imaging with an MRI, sometimes a biopsy to find out if there is active prostate cancer. And these are all things that we're able to provide here at our medical center.
Now, I've heard that, prostate cancer may not be dangerous, that even if you have it, you might die from something else. Tell us about it. Is that true or not?
Well, you know, about, for example, last year, about 300,000 men were newly diagnosed with prostate cancer. But about 70% of those men are going to have what we call low grade or a less aggressive version. And we've now learned over the last couple of decades that those men probably don't need to be treated and more monitored. But that still leaves 30% of those men, you know, almost 90,000 men, who may need treatment or management going forward to prevent, injury or unfortunately death.
Well, and I know that, if you hear the C word, you always think, oh boy, this is a death sentence here. But, you know, talk about that, the differences between low grade and high grade prostate cancer.
Sure. You know, low grade, we know that that tends to stay in the prostate. And as long as the cancer stays in the prostate, there's actually no harm or danger to the patient. It used to be the tradition that we would treat men with cancer regardless of whether it was low grade or high grade. We do know that high grade prostate cancer will eventually spread beyond the prostate. And that's where it becomes dangerous. It can damage other parts of the body and become health issues in that respect.
And I assume that that when you talk to men about this issue is that even if your treatment, there are some side effects or some issues that come with if you want to be aggressive with treatment, even if it's low grade versus the high grade, there are some ramifications of that, right?
Sure. And that's what we're trying to prevent, is men being overtreated. And with low grade now, we know that we can follow or monitor it with active surveillance. With high grade disease, normally there's going to be treatments, but we can handle any side effects that may come from those treatments and help prevent those.
All right. Well, we're here today to talk about Midwest and your medical center. Now you're hosting this prostate cancer fighter and also the survivor breakfast that's coming up on Tuesday. Let's see. It looks like that's coming up
a week from today. Yeah.
Yeah. A week from today. Okay. Tell us about that.
So this was started by one of the board members and one of our medical staff who were both diagnosed and treated for prostate cancer almost a decade ago. And it gives an opportunity for men and family who have had or been diagnosed with prostate cancer to get together and provide support. As you alluded to, you know, the C word does create a lot of anxiety and stress, not just for the patient, but, you know, family and friends alike. And so it's a chance to get together and support and provide that support that the patient may need.
Right. And again, before you leave, again, let's revisit this issue about why you're practicing over there at Midwest Medical Center in Galena, where you come from the high-pressure corporate world of Chicago medicine. Just revisit that issue, Doc.
Yeah. The Chicago area can be very stressful, and, you know, the patient volume is such that it's 5 or 10 minutes per patient, you know, kind of get them in, get them out, whereas here it's really about the patient. You know, I can spend time teaching and educating, it's just the culture that you would expect. As I tell people now, I wake up Monday excited to go to work instead of dreading going to work. It's really a unique and amazing place, and I wish I had done it years ago.
Hey, Doc, it's great to meet you. Nice to talk to you. We'll talk again soon, all right?
Thank you so much for having me.
There we go. That's Dr. Peter Colgrove. He's a urologist at Midwest Medical Center at Galena. And the preceding brought to you by, and again, take a look. It's, and again, Wisconsin residents, Medicare works, whether you're in Wisconsin or Illinois, doesn't matter. It works at Midwest Medical Center in Galena, and just a short drive, and you get that kind of service and treatment and that kind of profession. It's the old-fashioned way that they practice medicine there. Preceding brought to you today by Midwest Medical Center out of Galena.